Welcome back to Cocktails and Classics. We're rounding out our March Madness month with another sports movie in a different sport. White Men Can't Jump. It's kind of, you know, when we picked this one, I was a little skeptical on the sports aspect, but it's actually a pretty sport movie.
Yeah, this one's got sports in it.
Yeah, there's a lot
basketball.
Of... they spend a lot of time playing basketball in the movie.
There's a basketball
it's not
on
like,
the cover, Dylan.
There's
it's
more sports
like,
in this movie than Rocky.
And there's two basketball players on the cover.
Definitely
team.
Is. Rocky's only in like two fights that whole movie.
Yeah, but the last fight, I feel like it's...
Takes a bit, but...
Yeah.
I feel like there's definitely more basketball in this movie. It's like half basketball. If we expand it to
it's,
games...
It's full half-skitball.
We get an entire... never mind. We'll talk about it later. Getting too much into it now in the beginning. Don't want to spoil it because we haven't hit the spoiler warning yet.
To kick things off and get everybody in the right mood, we're going to go to this week's cocktail. I was on a website. I was looking up basketball-themed cocktails, and it led me to this because it was basically themed like, a jump shot, a layup, a free throw. And so this was kind of the this was like the just jump shot or layup cocktail, and it's kind of like a vodka spritz. It's an interesting little take on it. It's two handfuls of mint. This makes two cocktails, right?
Or one brave one.
I mean the recipe was for two, it seemed like, with two.
It's weird because it's like, it's one serving, or like when you go to the like recipe thing, it has like one times, two times, three. Mm-hmm. So it's like a one times thing, but it does say in the instructions get two cups to make it. So I'm like, all right, so it's two.
Yeah.
Your
one serving is actually two cups, though, I guess. They know you're going to have a second one.
Or share it with a friend.
No.
Don't share.
We know you don't have friends.
Dylan. Oh, yeah, that too.
So the recipe they give you is two handfuls of mint, about a half cup packed, two tablespoons of pure maple syrup, two cups of ice, 3 ounces of vodka, and two cups of seltzer water. Basically, you're muddling the mint and the maple syrup together. Throw your vodka in there, throw your ice, and you top it with seltzer. We should basically just make this like a Randall podcast at this point because I don't know if anyone actually ends up making it because it's usually like one ingredient off or like, for instance, I didn't want to use vodka. So I was like,
did you use bourbon?
Gin.
Oh.
That seems like that would be better, honestly, than vodka.
Yeah.
The vodka addition was surprising to me.
Well, she drinks it in the movie. To keep true to the movie, it would be vodka, but...
Yeah.
Rosie Perez downs Stoli's in this movie. Seems like every opportunity she's flipping open a bottle of Stoli's.
I mean, it was only once, right? I think?
No. At her apartment, at Sydney's place.
Yeah, they offer... his wife offers some vodka to her. Like, do you want coffee? Also vodka?
When you first meet her, she's drinking vodka. And then the time he comes home, I feel like she just puts the cap on the vodka. Yeah,
she takes a huge swig of it while he's in the shower. Plus, there's that whole scene where she's like belligerently drinking it on Jeopardy.
What?
And like getting super hammered live on the air.
She's really good at Jeopardy, but only drunk. What is? Go fuck yourself, Alex.
Where's that? Foods that start with a Q. How about you quit your fucking job, you loser?
Did we watch the same movie? I don't think we watched the same movie.
You guys didn't watch the extended cut, did you?
The Celebrity Jeopardy episode?
You guys didn't watch the one Wesley Snipes re-release so he could pay his taxes?
I'm sure that's what the remake will be for. Basically, I used gin, and I actually did, like, one glass, but, like, did the whole recipe, so, like, I put the two tablespoons and the 3 ounces, and all. I did it all in one glass, and it's all right. I think gin definitely adds a little bit more to it, because you get that, like, junipery taste. It's a little sweet because of the maple syrup, obviously, but I don't hate it. I don't get too much of the mint. It seems summery. I would recommend it for, like, a backyard summer kind.
Is it one of those things where like you can have one?
No, it's not. It's not that sweet.
Okay,
but you could. I mean, you could always cut back on the syrup too, I think.
Yeah,
and make it a little more. It's basically like a gin and tonic if you use gin.
Yeah, I mean, that's, yeah, it seemed like a vodka tonic, but, or a vodka soda, but with extra steps.
Exactly.
I mean, realistically, I want to try it. I just don't have mint in my house. And
plant it out in the yard.
Just do what, Dylan?
Plant it out in your yard.
Yeah, in when it's 40 fucking degrees out here. Yeah.
It'll grow.
Yeah, it'll grow.
Don't doubt it. It never died in my yard down here in Georgia. And there was multiple frosts. And it doesn't, like, freeze the earth, but, like...
Multiple frosts. What's it multiple like when it's frost, frost for, like, bro, 6 months?
What happens when what happens when frost says, fuck this, I'm out? Because it's too fucking
just take
cold.
Take it in your basement, put a grow light up. Just become
ooh,
a full,
get a
like,
grow set
guy.
Up in your basement.
Yeah.
Get some hydroponics down there. Grow lights. A closet that has a lock on the outside.
To
you
get
know?
Into that.
No, not for personal gains.
Maybe all the material to do that now is super cheap, though, because the demand dropped for some reason.
No. I'm saying, like, I mean, if you're making, like, a whole, like, operation.
In
I
this
mean,
state,
one man with, like, a plant and, like, a light, you're probably good for personal use.
I think there's a certain amount you're allowed
Zach's
to grow
saying,
in Michigan for
Zach's
personal
saying
use.
Weed is legal, so it's probably cheaper just to buy it than to buy all of the supplies to grow it yourself.
Right.
No. It seems counterproductive.
Nah, dude. You think?
How
you
expensive think that, like, is your weed down there?
Well, you think, like, if you go to I don't buy it from somebody.
Oh, you steal it or you grow it yourself?
No,
what are you saying here?
But
it's
I'm saying
illegal,
like
in Georgia still.
No, but I'm saying, like, how expensive is, like, weed when you go to the store?
Cheap.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't go to,
I would
I
how much?
My local,
oh, yeah, I don't
walk
know.
Into
sorry.
My local
I don't know
grocery
much,
store
sorry.
And go, how much is your finest weed, please?
One weed, please.
Okay, well, there's stores for that.
No, but I don't know, but I imagine it is cheaper and way less time consuming than doing a whole hydroponic growing setup in your basement. Okay.
That's what I'm you saying. Can get I'm not saying hydroponics. Cam, you're like trying to fucking become a dealer and like you're trying to become the dope dealer. I'm just saying
that's
like one
true.
Man,
Cam is the
a
dealer.
Pot, a watering can, and a grow light. And like, granted, it's going to take a long time to grow, but like
I
those
own none of
those four things are probably cheaper
actually,
than going to the
watering can.
Weed store.
What if you start
dispenser.
Growing and you accidentally kill it and then you wasted all that money?
Then you're SOL. Then you're exactly. Like me with like any veggie I get at Lowe's every year.
What's a weed cost? $10?
You can get a weed for $10.
There's always money in the weed stand.
Now that is true.
That is true.
That yeah. is a fact.
You did what? You burned down the weed stand? There was $1 million in there.
You didn't listen. There's always money in the weed stand.
Check the show notes below. Make yourself a vodka spritz in honor of White Man Jump. Can't jump. White men can't jump. Jesus, I don't even know the title of this movie.
Spoiler, Dylan. Come on. They can jump. We found out. At least this one can.
In fact, this movie, white men do jump. Well, man. White man does jump?
White man jumps. Shocks crowd.
Make yourself a cocktail, and you can check the movie out on Hulu as recording. We're going to spoil it, but it is a 30-year-old movie at this point, so.
Damn, that's true.
White Men Can't Jump is a 1992 comedy drama sports movie. It stars Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson as a group of black and white basketball hustlers joined forces to double their chances of winning money on the street courts and in a basketball tournament. Directed and written by Ron Shelton. It also has Rosie Perez and Tyra Farrell. Currently sits at a 6.8 out of 10 on IMDb. Who had not seen this movie before?
I haven't.
I have not.
Have you, Zach?
For show. This was on Spike TV all the time.
Oh, that makes sense.
I also hadn't seen it. It's an interesting one. I will
yeah.
say.
There's a lot of twists and turns in this movie that I did not see coming at all. It was a wild ride from like 30 minutes in until like the very end, pretty much.
Yeah. It's it kind of sets itself up a little lighthearted as like Woody Harrelson's character's coming in, and there's like the what are they, the Venice Beach Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're singing, and he comes in, and it's sets itself up for the like his initial hustle with Sydney and the like all the shit talking in the basketball court, and then it kind of gets a little serious at points.
Yeah,
like Woody Harrelson cannot just not gamble his money. He's basically freaking Adam Sandler and Uncut Gems.
Well, yeah, after we watched this, I was like, this feels like a different version of Uncut Gems.
This feels like Uncut Gems if it was a basketball movie.
Right. It's like, all right, you finally have the money. Good for you. Let's play again. No!
Bet you I can dunk this basketball.
No, what
cool,
are you doing?
Cool, Uncle Rico. Why don't you throw the ball over the mountains and fucking put the money in your pocket, you schmuck?
So funny.
That was the worst one.
There are people at every turn being like, hey, stop, we have enough, or whatever. Or Sydney's like, hey, man, you don't want to do that. I don't care if you can dunk or not. And he's like, no, we're betting. It's a bet. Don't tie my shoes. It's a bet.
Yeah, when the guy you're betting against is like, hey, man,
calm
down.
Hold on. Wait a minute. He was not tying his shoes.
I don't know.
He was pumping the air into those things. Do you not remember when that was a thing for shoes?
The Air Maxes?
I don't
remember. Really,
yeah, you had to.
Never had any like that.
So you pumped them to tighten them around your feet.
Are you saying pumped up kicks was about?
It's about shoes, not about anything else.
Yep, yeah. Don't look into that more.
don't look into that more. Just take our word for it. Random strangers on the internet.
All the other kids with the pumped up kicks. Na 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 na.
They're running up and down the basketball courts. That's all.
I don't think there's any other lyrics.
Yeah. It's fucked up. But yeah, this one, yeah, I feel like there's just so much, like, there's just so much that happens that I did, like, even going, like, as I was watching it, man, like, I was actually completely shocked when it turns out that Sydney had hustled Billy back, like, halfway through. I was like, no, really?
Yeah.
No, come on, he's a good guy. Like, he seems like he's on the up and up. What's going on? And then he goes over and they're all just hanging out at his house. God damn it.
It really does take a second when you're sitting there watching it, because you kind of get it from Billy's perspective. You really do sit there and wonder, like, damn, did Sydney really just hustle this guy? I thought they were finally getting along.
Especially because Sydney was like, hey, I want to play in this two-on-two tournament with you to win some money. And it's like, you fucked over your partner before the supposed giant tournament? Like, what an idiot.
Well, and also just the fact we're like, poor Billy doesn't even see what's going on. He's telling Rosie the entire time, like, no, that's not what happened. That's not what happened. He walks in the door and he's still kind of like, no, that's not it. And then he turns the corner and sees the two guys that they played.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? Oh. Because as the viewer, you're sitting there like, he didn't hustle him. He just had, you know, you're thinking maybe, you know, Billy's right. He didn't get hustled. He played a bad game. And then as soon as you see those other two guys in there, you're like, oh, you son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel like his wife is going to, like, give the money back or, like, feels bad.
She's like,
I'm not giving you the money back.
Yeah. She's like, fuck no, dude. I'm not giving you shit.
Nice sob story, but I also want to get out of this apartment complex. Like,
I mean, fair point, you know, like,
there ain't no vista, there ain't no views, there ain't no views and no vistas.
It's a fair point. Because later, she got robbed and nobody said shit. Nobody said anything. Broad daylight, somebody saw something and nobody said anything. Wow.
Well, there's a key reason for that, and I will tell you why. Snitches get stitches, all right?
At that point, people are just trying to stay alive, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know about stealing a TV, but sure.
Also, who steals a... the TV, if you're going to do for money, I mean, we all know you sell the TV for drug money, and then your mom goes back and buys it the next day. We all learned that lesson.
It just that cycle keeps happening.
Who steals a fucking crib?
Yeah, that's fucked up.
You. You're about to.
Steal a crib? I didn't need to steal one. I was given one.
Oh, you already got one. Never mind. Well, they stole it then. Never seen a crib store. They must only be stealing them.
Now, I would like to know how much basketball action in the movie is actually played by like Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson. Because Woody Harrelson looks a little goofy when he's playing basketball.
I think about all of them.
Really?
Yeah, like aside from maybe when Sidney dunks. Sidney and Woody Harrelson were both coached up. Well, so part of the audition to star in the movie was actually playing basketball.
Oh.
They would film a scene, call cut, but make you finish the game.
Weird.
Woody Harrelson was actually better at basketball than Wesley Snipes. Dude actually played it back in the day. But they hired Pistons legend Bob Lanier to coach them up for all the basketball scenes.
Nice.
He said that by the time that they were done filming, these guys could have played or could have started in Division III college basketball.
You know what's really interesting? Well, we all know how good Woody Harrelson was. I mean, he was the player coach for the Flint, Michigan Tropics.
Exactly. My man's got historic run in the basketball world.
Oh, wow. Hey, here's the top trivia on IMDb about how they hired Bob Lanier.
I can respect Rosie Perez as an actress. And I kind of like her part in the movie, but God, do I hate her voice so much.
Oh, I knew it was coming when I saw the cast because we've seen her in Do the Right Thing. And it is very much kind of the same.
Does she have like a nasally voice?
Yes.
Okay.
It's like nasally and like high pitched. It's the combo.
It's like mine, guys.
No.
It's very much like if you imagine someone doing a racist New York Latina, they're doing Rosie Perez.
Yes. It's probably because she's the most famous.
Like D in Always Sunny. Martina Martinez.
Yes, pretty much like D in Always Sunny. Yes. Yes, she is basically trying to do a Rosie Perez impression. Where, like, you basically block air from coming out of your nose, and it just sounds not pleasant.
When I was watching this, it's weird, because you go from feeling bad for Billy sometimes to not, like, when Billy gets mad, he gets very racist very fast. He immediately pushes all of the, like, slur buttons when he gets a little bit upset.
Yeah, it's not great. Like, when he was put in, like, the country music tape.
There's that. Like, I mean, he talks.
Why is this guy singing country?
I mean, there's that. I mean, he talks. He like slings stuff at his girlfriend, at Sydney, at other people. Like, it's like, I don't know.
See, I think he's just very much like racist, but like he knows not to outright say things.
Well,
where
sure.
Then it gets to be like, it's one of those like, oh, that's the difference between white people and black people. White people care about winning first and looking good second. It's like, all right. You know, if he changed that slightly and was like, well, you know, I care about winning first and looking good second, and you care about looking good first, still racist, but just less obviously racist, but like very much a point to make it like, yeah,
black people
only care about
time.
Looking good.
Yeah, and he also proves himself wrong repeatedly because, I don't know, he's constantly losing things in the movie that are important. Like, sure, he wins the ultimate, like, contest at the end, but I don't know.
But he doesn't get the girl?
No.
The ultimate contest, yes. Playing two washed-up dudes at a basketball park.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, in
they literally brag
the
about the fact that, like, we can take them. They've lost a step. So, like, congratulations.
Yeah.
You did it. You won.
Yeah, but they were playing big boy money ball, though.
That's true. They did win basically as much as each of them walked away from that with as much as they walked away with after the 2-on-2 tournament. Only this time, Billy kept his.
Gonna be honest, I could not imagine betting a fraction of the money they bet in this movie on, like, a basketball game.
That's because you suck.
It's funny because Sydney, like, legit views this as his job.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, my job is to hustle on the basketball courts, and I also do some construction on the side. I feel like those two should be reversed.
At like a taco joint or something.
Yeah.
Well,
do you guys think he actually has those businesses?
Yes.
I mean, yeah, there was one point where he was meeting up with a client.
He has the scene where he meets the client about the tile on that.
Yeah.
Right, but I thought maybe he was also hustling in those three or four other jobs, too. Like, he was going to get a $300 deposit and then just kind of ghost the guy.
No, I think what he does is he gets the money, and then he will, like, hey, you don't want to pull a permit? That's fine, we'll do this on the side. And then he goes and hires the cheap labor that's right. There.
That's why all those guys ran to his car.
That's why all those people are clamoring on his car.
Yeah.
Because they want them to hire
but
him.
He also when he's talking to his wife about the house, he does say, I know, you know, construction's a little slow and yada yada yada, and then he mentions that but basketball is putting food on the table. So like, he does, I think, view his other jobs as also important, but throwaway line explains why they're not happening in the movie.
Yeah,
classic throwaway.
Did anyone else kind of fall for the little trick ending there? Where
he's dead?
Where he's like laying dead on the futon. Yeah. I was like, holy shit, they just ended it like that?
Wow, this went really south.
And then he like gets up and you're like, wait, what the fuck? Oh, the kid, they just take pictures for show to intimidate people. Got it.
Yeah, I was like, damn, they uncut gems me here at the end.
That also kind of makes it like even more so against Billy's point, because they care a lot about their reputation and quote looking good, you know, more so than actually winning, which is interesting.
I mean, they do get their money though.
I mean, sure,
they take that picture after the money,
right? But it's all for show. It's all for looks. Like all the pictures, all that's just for like intimidation, like for show purposes, you know.
Yeah.
Like, they even mentioned, like, oh, now we can show our faces again, you know? Like, okay.
I was Ron Shelton's muse for White Men Can't Job.
Oh, my God. Bad.
Flip it.
I just wanted to point out that the Ron Shelton has made,
Only does sports movies?
Yeah. Mm. Bull Durham, White Men Can't Jump, Tin Cup. Like, all right. Blue Chips. All right, dude just
Bad
loves
Boys 2?
Sports. Dude
Hollywood
just loves
homicide.
Sports movie. Okay, well, he gets away from the sports movies at some point. But still, like, a lot of these are sports movies.
Some people find their niche and stick to it. And, you know, that's more power to him.
He's every middle-aged white man's dream.
Yeah.
He's got one to hear about Ty Cobb.
Do I want to hear about Ty Cobb? Is this some sort of sex joke?
No. I said he has a movie about Ty Cobb.
Oh, okay. I thought you said, do you guys want to hear about Ty Cobb? And I was like, where is this going? Where is this going, and do I want to know what the end is?
I'm trying to figure out where it could go.
You know, I've seen a fair amount of stuff with Woody Harrelson in it, but I haven't seen a ton of stuff with Wesley Snipes.
No, I've seen, Blade.
See, I've never even seen Blade.
Blade, Demolition Man, he was in that. Major League. I'm going to have to pull up his IMDb because now I'm blanking on other stuff that I've seen him in.
Yeah,
Coming
the top
to
thing
one and two.
Coming to
the
America,
top thing he's built for is tax evasion.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's realistically the thing most people remember making fun of him for.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just pay your taxes.
So was this a situation, though, where he was, like, misled by his accountants? Because that has happened. Or is this one where he willfully was like, I'm not paying taxes?
That's a good question. Know. Let's take it to Google.
Because some people get fucked by their accountants. They're like, I have so much money, I don't know what's going on with it. Let me hire this person. And then they get fucked by that person who's basically skimming all the tax checks.
It was charged with one count of conspiring to defraud the U.S. and one count of knowingly making or aiding and abetting in the making of a false and fraudulent claim for payment against the United States. He's also charged with six counts of willfully failing to file federal income tax returns by their filing date.
Worth millions of dollars of past tax returns.
That's rough. That the fact.
Oh, shit. This was in 2010.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. It was after he was famous.
It was...
Well, it started in 2006.
I was going to say, the actual, like, thing of him losing his tax money was a while before then. Was Wesley Snipes also in U.S. Marshals? Am I blanking on that?
Yeah. Yeah, he was.
That's a good movie, man.
He played,
So he didn't file a tax return from 1999 to 2004.
Sheridan.
Wow. Sheridan. So for 5 years.
Yeah.
But those are also some of
we're not going to give any spoilers.
That's like
about
Blade
that.
Years.
Well, also like he declared himself a non-resident alien of the United
That's
States.
That's what it was. He was a sovereign citizen. He didn't have to pay taxes because he said he didn't have to.
Oh
and
my
he's
god.
He's a birthright US citizen.
But like during I remember hearing like during Blade 3 or something like he was constantly like just fucking drugged up. Like, apparently he was starting to kind of fall off before all of the tax stuff happened, but...
And I'm pretty sure I was pretty drugged up for Blade 3, too.
I mean, it's the only way to get through Blade 3, right?
Citizen. Wow.
Apparently, this looks like it was around $23.5 million in federal tax liabilities.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, it's a lot.
That is a lot of money.
We should just commit tax fraud because ours is only like, you know, a couple thousand.
We might be able to slide a little bit.
I don't know. I feel like the one group you don't piss off in the United States is the IRS.
Oh, I mean, there's one of my favorite lines. It was actually in a comic book, and then they adapted it for a episode in Batman the Animated Series. Joker says something along the lines of, if you want to mess with Batman, fine, but the IRS? Nuh-uh. even the Joker's not that crazy.
It's just crazy that he would even try to do something like that, declare himself to be a non-resident alien of the United States. Like, in what world did he think that would work, you know?
You know, sometimes you just think something's going to work and it doesn't, i.e. this podcast.
It just feels like it's one of those where you couldn't be like,
bitch.
Yeah, I know I didn't pay for a while, but like, all right, you got me. I'm going to pay you back without being charged crimes. Because people do that a lot.
Interest.
Yeah. I think the issue is that he
didn't have
$23.5 million to give the government.
That makes sense. Yeah.
That'll get you.
Which happens when you blow all of your money that you're not spending on taxes.
Wow. So in addition to that, he also had a false tax refund claim of over $7 million in 1997. So yeah, not so only did he not pay taxes, but he fraudulently was like, you guys actually owe me $7 million.
Who? Yeah, he tried
no
to have...
No one audited that year?
That
seemed like a large refund.
He tried to have almost $12 million in taxes paid in prior years, 96 and 97, refunded. Basically, it was just like, hey, so you know how I'm not paying taxes? Well, I also don't want to pay taxes from the last 2 years, so I need that money back. No?
He found out that that is not how it works. He found out that the hard way, unfortunately for him.
Are you guys excited for the sequel?
Is it a sequel or a remake?
I think it's a remake.
I think it's a reboot.
Oh, shit. So it's going to be like...
between a remake and a reboot?
I think
it's
going to
be much darker.
Is that it's like...
Reboot's new story.
Yeah, like it's not a remake of the original. So it's not like just a new telling of it. I think it's like... It might be like Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson still exist in this world. Here's like another group of street
hustlers.
Like
The Longest Yard, 2006, is a remake. And then I don't know. The two Incredible Hulk movies are like reboots, I guess, or one is a reboot of the other.
I would say what's his name? Tom Holland's Spider-Mans are a reboot.
Yes.
Versus a remake because. Like, sure, it's the same story, but they don't tell the same story because they skip over.
Well, it's the same, like, character in that, but it's kind of different.
So the remake currently only has Jack Harlow.
Jack Harlow.
as the Woody only Harrelson's
cast
character.
That's the
I think.
Only cast member I think that's been announced.
That's funny.
I did see Quavo said that he wanted to play Wesley Snipes' character.
I mean,
isn't Quavo like 40?
Well,
I don't know, but he's kind of also older. Really good at basketball.
I mean,
Jack
he's
Harlow's in his 20s, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Quavo's only 30.
I mean, in theory, in the movie, like Wesley Snipes' character's only 20 or 30, and then Woody Harrelson's character had just finished playing college basketball. Because that was the thing. They wanted
Apparently
him to
Harlow
shave
can
points.
Play basketball.
He was in the NBA All-Star game this
balled
year.
Balled out in the All-Star game.
He was the MVP or something, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, Woody Harrelson's character got in trouble because he didn't want to shave the points in a college basketball game, so.
Which, that whole situation was weird because I feel like he actually ended up taking on all the debt when the original debt was caused by his girlfriend buying a car. And then
he
basically
his original
got stuck
girlfriend
with the
was
bill.
Was in debt, and then he was like, no, 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 I'll shave these points. You bet on the game, and then we'll call it even. And then once again, his fucking temper got in the way, and he's like, no, now I'm mad, and I'm in the zone, so I'm going to fucking win. And, oh shit, I completely fucked up.
It does feel like at least a shared responsibility, though, for the whole ordeal, but she kind of just sticks him with the bag, it feels like.
Yeah, she should at least put in, like, the $2,000 from the start, right? Although, realistically, in the
end,
she pays everything off, so, like, you know.
No, that's not true. Well, I guess it depends on what you define. She didn't pay any of it off. He paid it off. Remember, the guys came and was like, all right, time's up. And he gave them the cash.
He gave them the money from
but
the winnings
won it,
that
but
he
from
gambled
her money
with the money that
she gave him $2,000.
Yeah.
Which is basically what she owed those guys to start, wasn't
it?
It
was three.
But well, but they owed $8,000.
No,
total.
She owed three. And then he played in the game, and he fucked it up, which means it got bumped up to seven because they lost even more money.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry to everyone listening who's half listening.
Well, anyway, all I'm saying is
the point
is
it does feel
like
a bit of a shared responsibility, and I don't know.
All I'm saying is Rosie Perez finally got on Jeopardy and was going to solve all of their problems because she was not getting a question wrong.
I was very happy to see a, like, half Jeopardy in this as someone who watches the show, like, every week or every day.
How many points did that bump up the movie for
you? It was a nice surprise, honestly. It was kind of cool, especially
with
seeing
Alex Trebek
host Jeopardy. That was, I'm not going to lie. There was a moment where I was watching and as soon as he's like, this is Jeopardy. And then I heard, thanks, Johnny. I was like, oh, my heart.
Yeah. I was like, oh, shit, they got Alex Trebek in this cameo? That's awesome.
Yeah, there's like, how many movies have Jeopardy in them? Two?
Not a ton. Amount. But I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just, it
was
going to
say, not that I can like, count on one hand. But
they first mentioned Jeopardy. I was like, oh, that's kind of interesting. Like, they're talking about this very specific game show she wants to get on. And then somehow just gets her on it, and then they actually got Alex Trebek. I was like, oh, that's fucking cool.
What a weird gamble to take on life, by the way. I'm going to study all these books 24/7 and try to get on Jeopardy.
Also, it was weird seeing it be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I noticed that too.
Jeopardy Now
they
is,
doubled it to 1,000.
Yeah, Jeopardy Now, the first round is 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and then the second round is 4, 8. 12, 16, $2,000.
Damn, today I learned.
Yeah. Yeah, I was watching and I was like, wait a minute. That's not how they do it now.
Inflation, man.
Damn inflation.
Oh my God.
Thanks, Joe Byron.
It's funny because it's like, oh, this is whatever, Gloria, wasn't her, that her name?
Yeah.
It's like, here's Gloria, a former disco queen. Here's your champion, a nuclear thermo, like, scientist. It's like, oh, okay,
a scientist, like, for NASA,
but she studied foods that start with Q, so
first question is sports, no idea. Second question, yeah. Oh, I fucking got this.
Quiche.
Babe Ruth. Oh no. I thought when she answered Babe Ruth it was gonna go downhill very fast.
I was gonna be like, oh no, she studied all of this time and she's gonna completely blow it.
But that's another point where I was like, I did not see this coming at all. Like, what the hell? Like, oh, Sydney, you just happen to know this guy who works on set who also somehow has the ability to get her on Jeopardy? Weird. All right.
But also, it's the guy who hustled me out of my money, so maybe just... When he's like, you gotta do something for me, I was like, how about the fact that you took $1,700 from me, you bastard?
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Wesley Snipes and not paying people what they're owed. Name more iconic duo.
Zach comes up with trivia questions and asks us them. Zach, what do you have on White Men Can't Jump?
Maybe some good questions. Maybe some bad questions. Question numero uno. How many basketball shots are taken during the movie? A, 45, B, 55, or C, 65?
I'll go 65, high end.
Clarification.
Yeah, strictly basketball shots.
Are we counting shots as field goals, or are we counting layups and dunks as, quote, shots?
Layups, yes. Count as field goals.
Yes. So do dunks.
On the stat sheet.
Really? I didn't think
so
they
did. So do dunks.
You've exposed yourself, you fucking loser.
I guess so. I didn't realize those all counted as field goals.
Yep.
There's a kid in our league who they were like, he's got 100% field goal percentage because he just dunks the ball every time.
It was Will Chamberlain back in the day, to be perfectly honest.
Man, I feel like there is so much basketball played, but just to be different, I want to go...
Just to be nice.
And I want to be pleasantly surprised. I want to be on the low end, since Cam went high end, and I'll go 45.
I was also thinking 45.
When Cam goes high, you guys go low?
Yes.
That's the bad move. It is 65.
Damn.
65 shots taken during this game. It's kind of cool. For as little as you think it is, like if you just straight up asked me, I'm like, 20 shots taken in the movie? I feel like the whole thing is slow-mo with two dudes staring at each other.
Now, well, you gotta keep in mind, I didn't even think about it, but there's literally the scene where they each shoot 5, like,
yeah,
on that bag.
Yeah.
There's 10 of them right there.
That's true. All right, Cam is in the lead. Question number 2. In the movie, Woody Harrelson makes a reference to JFK assassin Lee Harvey Oswald. Which of the main characters' real-life fathers was targeted as an accomplice in the JFK assassination?
Oh my god.
A, Woody Harrelson. B, Rosie Perez. Or C, Wesley Snipes.
I feel like it's got to be some racist shit, so I'm going to go Wesley Snipes.
I'm going to say Woody Harrelson.
Okay. I'm going to go because we're gonna break this down. Now that you guys have locked answers in.
Okay.
Mine's a
soft
lock.
Put the tinfoil hat on.
Mine's
we're,
a soft lock.
We're gonna go also on the towards the racist track, but JFK, huge thing with Castro, Cuban, so I'm gonna say Rosie Perez's dad, and they were thinking that it was some sort of like Cuban hit thing, and that's why they brought him in for it.
That's why the CIA did it?
Well, no one's supposed to know.
It was actually Woody Harrelson.
Wow.
Right. Woody Harrelson's dad was thought to be a Lee Harvey Oswald accomplice.
Wow.
He was one of the shooters that the CIA had in the buildings, the apartments.
Jesus.
Mm.
It was the Dallas Book Depository, but whatever.
Ted Cruz.
Well, I mean, that's what they told you.
On the same vein, Zach, have you read 1122-63? Great book. Everyone else should read it.
That's Woody Harrelson's dad, isn't it?
That's all I got for that one.
All right.
Is that how you knew that, Dylan?
No.
Oh.
No. It's a Stephen King.
Dylan knows
it
because he was there.
Oh, it's the... Is that the one where he... Okay. That's the one where,
yeah,
like...
Yeah, he, like... There's, like,
the
a,
guy
a
goes,
portal. There's, like,
yeah,
a portal to go back in time.
Time.
And the
okay.
Like a guy is, like, hey, you have to go back in time and stop this from happening.
And gotcha.
That's really good.
Righty. Question number 3. We have a tie between Cam and Dylan, and Ben is tied with me.
Flashback to last week.
Who pulls a knife on Sydney? A, Raymond. B, Walter. Or C, Sammy. This is the scene where Wesley Snipes sets up Woody Harrelson.
Right.
And he one of these, Raymond, Walter, or Sammy, pulls out the switch, or not the switchblade, the razor blade.
Wait, I thought that was No, no, no. That was not when he set him up.
Are we talking about a knife or a razor? Because those are very different.
I think it was the razor. Also, it wasn't... If I'm thinking of the right scene, it wasn't when
it
he
wasn't
set
when Sammy
up
sets
Billy.
Up
it was the one Billy. Before that when they hit, were those two huge dudes and he sold the gun to get more money.
Yeah, that scene.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
He sold the gun to get more money. The hilarious scene where this person, Raymond Walter or Sammy, tries to rob the liquor store and the guy's like, come on, come on.
Yeah.
I know it.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
He knows it. He's down one. He's choosing to withhold that information.
Well, if I say what it is, then everyone's going to pick it.
I'm going to say Raymond, I think.
I'm also going to say Raymond.
Well, fuck me. Yep.
Well, it was Raymond.
I was hoping Cam would guess something different.
Because I was trying to think of the name that the clerk said to him.
Yeah, he...
Well, I was just confused because I was like... He doesn't... I was like, is this a fucking trick question? Because he doesn't pull a knife. Right, he pulls it's like a barber's razor.
Yeah.
Like a straight razor.
But he does... But what he does say, you're negotiating with the guy with the knife. Or whatever.
Well.
So.
Woody also gambled $2,500 that he could dunk a basketball, and he clearly couldn't. So, is that the guy we want to...
He did dunk.
He did later, not... You know,
eventually, yeah.
When there was no money on the line, like a fucking loser.
No, there was money on the line.
There was money on the line.
Yeah, but not on him being able to dunk. He could have hit that alley oop with a layup, white guy style, and it would have been fine.
That's true.
Tie-breaking question: the units is percentage.
Okay.
What is the field goal percentage during the movie?
Oh,
all shots
time?
Made.
All shots
by shots taken.
Wow.
Honestly, it's probably pretty high. I'm going to say like 70%.
Yeah. I think it's maybe 85, probably higher even.
We got Cam with 70 and Dylan with 85.
Yep.
Yep.
And we play by the rules of closest without going over.
Oh, that's right. No.
And with a field goal percentage of 84.62%.
Oh,
yeah!
Oh my god.
Damn.
Technicality. Let's
Cameron
go.
Takes home the win.
You know, I'm happy to lose that one just based off of pure like accuracy.
That's a rounding. That's a rounding issue. That rounds up.
It doesn't round at all. Zach put all the significant figures in there. It stays where it's at.
I have it out to 5 decimal places, just in case somebody got super particular.
84.125.
There are 55 shots made and 65 shots taken.
Dang. Yeah. I was going to say, because
there's
the only
how many
ones
shots
really
made
show...
versus taken?
55. 55 made, 65 taken.
Because really, okay. The only ones they show, like.
Works out to about 84%.
Yeah, the only ones they show is, like, the one that Sydney misses, and then it's, like, when they piss off the guys and they're not playing as hot.
Sydney, I think, also misses a couple shots when he's hustling Billy.
That's true, yeah.
Did he miss him? I thought he just wasn't taking the shots.
He missed one or two, but then
he
also
missed
just,
one
like,
or two, and then he passed the ball out, and then he played shit defense. Absolute trash D, weak in the paint.
There's 3 of us again in the Goob squad. Ben, Cam, and I hadn't seen this movie before, but Zach had. So Zach's going to give you an old rating and a refreshed one based off... It's most recent.
I gotta remember to give an old one. I never remember to do that.
And you'll get 3 fresh ratings. So Cameron,
3
take
fresh
it away.
Ratings. All right. For me, this was an entertaining movie. It went on a little long, but the sports like scenes in this movie were actually good. They were entertaining. They were a little like slow, I guess, like for some of the slow-mo, but it was cool to see a sports movie that wasn't, I don't know. It was about the sports, but there was also there was a lot around it, too, but it also did have, solid sports elements in it. It was a funny movie. There were some questionable things at times, but overall, it was pretty entertaining. I'm going to give it a 6.5.
Yeah, it's definitely feels like one of those time capsule movies. Feels very 90s, granted the dress and just kind of the way it was shot, almost. Almost feels like if Michael Bay made a basketball movie, sort of, in my opinion. has that vibe. I like Woody Harrelson and Wesley Snipes in this movie. Their chemistry was pretty good. As I said before, Rosie Perez got on my nerves a little bit, but I just don't like her voice. I think this movie is fine. Good sports action. It has like a little bit more to it than just sports, which I kind of enjoyed. It has like a whole more of like a crime element to it, a little hustling. I'm going to give it a 7. It wasn't fantastic, and it kind of already feels a little dated, in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I think I'd give this movie like a 5. Here's how I would describe this movie experience. I don't know that I would go out of my way to watch it again, but if it was on, I wouldn't turn it off.
I like that. I feel like that's the majority of how I watched this movie my whole life.
Like, oh, it's on TV. Like, you know, I'm flipping through channels and it's on and, you know, something else is on a commercial break. Like, oh, I might get sucked in and watch it again, but I'm not like actively going and being like, huh, wonder if White Men Can't Jump is streaming somewhere now. The sports are good. The side plot of everything going on with the hustling and that, it is an interesting thing to follow. I just think I've seen it once. I don't need to see it again. And like I said, I'd watch it if it's on, but otherwise, meh.
Yeah, coming in, I was going to give this movie like an 8 out of 10. I had this on all the time because I watched a lot of Spike TV. And when I was doing my homework or something on a weekend, Spike TV was on and White Man Can't Jump was on like every other Saturday. I kind of think that this movie benefits from commercial breaks. I really think that this movie needs to be broken up by commercials, because when you sit down and watch all 2 hours of it, it just feels long. The basketball scenes take way too long. It's too much slow motion. And the movie's confusing at times. Like, it does take you a real second to figure out, like, Woody Harrelson is getting hustled. It's okay. I really like what Ben said. I'm not going to go see it. I'm not going to go try to find it on Netflix or something. It's not worth my time dealing with the stupid remote search bar thing. But if it was on Spike TV, maybe I'd throw it on. 5 out of 10 as well.
And that's the end of our March Madness, our first annual March Madness. Let us know what movies you wanted us to do that we didn't do that were sports related, because we can get to them next year.
The newest, longest yard.
Don't forget to rate and subscribe. Check us out on Instagram at Cocktails and Classics Pod. Share us with your friends and family. Check us out next week as we go into our April Fool's Month again, where we kind of have a little competition between the four of us to pick the worst movie that we possibly can. It's like the best worst movie, but actually like the worst movie.
Yeah.
If that makes any sense.
The one we all hated the most of the movies we watched.
To kick it off, we're going to go with Zach. Zach, what are we going to be watching next
week? Are we revealing all of them now? I don't have mine picked.
No, I'm supposed to tell you. Week by week. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are we watching these together like we usually do? Or
yeah, I think that's the plan.
We should.
We're going to try.
All right. Next week, we will be watching on YouTube Shrek Retold.
What?
What?
Shrek Retold is a remake of Shrek.
Dude.
Retold from about 100 individual contributors stitching together scenes from Shrek.
Does this even count as a movie?
Does that count?
This is a fucking YouTube video. You're just making us watch a YouTube video.
It is an hour
and
a half.
Long,
hey, it's not our first YouTube video we've done on this show.
Okay, to be fair, to be fair, it does have an IMDb page.
Okay,
so
I'll allow it.
I think we have to allow it.
It has 8.5 million views.
Jesus,
it looks
Christ.
Awful based on the trailer, quote unquote, on IMDb. But holy shit!
Oh my god!
Yeah, I mean, if it has an IMDb page, I think it's fair game.
It has a 7.5 out of 10 on IMDb.
It does.
So.
Out of
oh my god! Oh my god! I opened up this video. No, no.
I'll take my crown now.
this
it might. Oh, yeah, just wait. I mean, it depends.
I was going to pick an actual motion picture.
I mean, I am planning on picking a motion picture that's going to be awful.
I am also going to pick a motion picture that is awful.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I'm kind of sad that you didn't pick the Adam Sandler movie, but this one will be interesting to see.
I was really going to, and then Dylan started talking shit. I'm like, all right, we can't just dunk on the Sandman. I gotta pull out the big guns.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Well, tune in next week as we watch Shrek Retold. Maybe view it for yourself before to get a little.
Oh God!
I'm gonna tell you right off the bat, you shouldn't watch this for yourself. I haven't even seen it yet, and I'm telling you, you shouldn't.
Oh God! Share us with your friends and family, and as always, watch responsibly.